Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Welcome to Part-Time Genius, a production of iHeartRadio. Guess what, Will?
What's that, Mango?
So I was thinking about how sometimes we forget that all these simple things around us are really music.
And what do you mean by that?
Like, I was in traffic coming from the airport this weekend and everyone was honking, and I remembered how most cars actually honk in the key of F.
Mm-hmm.
Or this is another thing. When I was in high school, this kid, Sean, in my jazz band realized that our high school's bell rang at, I think, a G. So when the class was over and the first bell rang, everyone would harmonize and play a G7 chord on their instruments.
So nerdy.
So stupid. But of course, I loved it. But this week, I learned that if you want to get an alligator's attention, all you have to do is grab your tuba and play a B flat.
Okay. I like that for this experiment. All you have to have, you got to have an alligator and a tuba nearby. But so what exactly happens when you play a B flat?
It is magical because for some reason that note arouses male gators. And when an alligator hears it, it'll bellow or call back to you.
Is this a real thing?
Yeah, it's actually got this great origin story. So apparently in the 1940s, the New York Philharmonic took a field trip to the Natural History Museum. And while they were warming up there, this alligator named Oscar, who I guess was a part of the natural history exhibit at the time, he just started moaning. And, you know, there are all these scientists there and they were watching and, you know, he'd start moaning and then the instruments would play and then he'd moan and then he'd stop and it would start again. And so, you know, the scientists stopped the musicians and got them to start playing different notes to see what was specifically causing it. And for whatever reason, it turns out B flat was the key to the alligator call.
Huh.
Thanks to this great science done by Oscar and the New York Philharmonic, plenty of folks have actually repeated the experiment and gotten alligators to duet with them. But you actually have to remember, not any B flat works. You actually have to play the B flat that's one octave below middle C to really get them going.
Okay.
That's just the first of 9 wonderful facts we've got about alligators today. So let's dig in.
Hey there, podcast listeners. Welcome to Part-Time Genius. I'm Will Pearson, and as always, I'm joined by my good friend Mangesh Hattigadur. And on the other side of that soundproof glass, our good buddy Ramsey. He's giving us his best toothy grin. All right, Mango. So it's been a while since we've done one of these shows.
I know. I've actually missed it so much. And 2 things before we kick this off. One, I promised that if and when we finally started doing the show again, we'd give a shout out to our listener's son, Apollo, who is a fan of the show or was a fan of the show. Mm-hmm. But Apollo, if you're listening, tag us on Instagram. We want to see what you're up to.
What's up, Apollo?
This weird show about alligators is for you. Mm-hmm. And 2, Will, I know you've gone to St. Pete's in Florida so many times, but I don't know why you didn't tell me that they keep baby alligators in their mini golf places there.
The only downside to doing this episode is that I was hoping to save this for when we both, I know both of us really want to retire to Florida. And since we're really bad at most sports, instead of golf, we were going to retire there to play mini golf. And that's when I was going to tell you. Yeah.
The big reveal. Well, so my in-laws rented a place there for winter break and we took my kids mini golfing. And the fact that there were tiny gators that you could feed these pellets.
So crazy.
You put alligator food on the little fishing rod and send it down. Honestly, it was the greatest thing. And the mini golf was so unremarkable. But the fact that my tiny monsters were feeding these tiny monsters was just
pretty
so
cool.
Great. So I thought, you know, I wanted to learn more about gators.
That's awesome. And actually, you have one more reason, right?
Yeah. And this one's a little more personal. My dad has been pretty ill recently. I know I told you this, but he can't really watch things, but he loves you and he has stacks of Mental Floss in his garage and he's a huge, huge Part-Time Genius fan. So he and Apollo might be the only ones left out there, but I thought hearing us laugh and be goofy and sharing facts would make him smile. So thank you for making the time to do some more episodes with me.
Oh, I love your dad. This was a no-brainer to do this. And it makes sense for this topic because when I think of your dad, I always think of his love for these big, aggressive reptiles. It's kind of like his thing. So it makes sense you pick this theme, especially for him. But we've actually got 8 facts to go. So what do you say I do the next one?
Yeah, go for it.
All right. So I actually wanted to build on your B-flat fact because bellowing is one of those things crocodiles do as a mating ritual. And so the bellow does this amazing thing to the water. It's where the alligator just raises his head and tail out of the water. So his back and belly are still submerged. You know, it's almost like if you imagine like a banana curved up and so you lower it into the water so both ends are sticking out. And you know, you can picture this, right? Except instead of a banana, it's a gator. Just go with me. Just think about it. And so when the gator bellows or does its deep growl, these vibrations make the water around its body kind of like ripple out. It's actually pretty spectacular if you look at this in slow motion. And it's very, very appealing to female alligators, of course.
And is that the main way that male alligators like court females? Like they don't dim the lights and play smooth jazz?
Neither of those things, but this is one part of it. So sometimes you'll hear one gator bellow and then another male gator will try to out bellow it by making its own giant ripples. But gators have some of the most amazing and really romantic courting rituals too. There was this piece in Wired I was looking at and they like, quote, head slapping on the water surface, snout and back rubbing, and blowing bubbles. You know, the usual. It's pretty awesome.
That's pretty romantic. So here's one I hadn't realized. I know Cape Canaveral is in Florida and it's where NASA launches and lands shuttles, but I didn't realize the land around it is actually a wildlife sanctuary. And this is all stuff I learned in Modern Farmer. But in the 1960s, NASA bought about 145,000 acres of coastal property there. But since they only needed about 6,000 acres, they turned the rest into this Merritt Island National Wildlife Refuge. But according to Modern Farmer, that proximity to wildlife has definitely caused some issues. And I'm reading here, quote, morning commuters have to wait as bobcats cross the roadway. Shuttle launches are stalled by armadillos. Woodpeckers poke holes in fuel tanks. But according to the guy who manages the island call center, the biggest issue at NASA is with, of course, gators. Mm-hmm. And here's how he put it. Quote, we've got gators blocking doorways, climbing fences. We've got little bitty ones to shore big enough gators. NASA employees are encouraged to keep alert indoors and out. You're never supposed to feed the gators and always check under your cars before hopping in. And since I can't get off this B flat thing, sometimes when the shuttles land, the gators start bellowing because they're trying to outdo the shuttle's mating call.
Wow. Actually, I think this episode could have just been about B flat. We should do a separate one just on B flat. But I need you to back up for a second. So what are you supposed to do if you see a gator?
I mean, go back inside, I guess.
That's good advice.
There's really only one account I read about an employee trying to deal with a gator on his own. He apparently made karate chopping motions and kept yelling, hi-ya. And the gator hissed and spit, but apparently eventually went away. So I guess if you know you have to deal with a gator, learn karate.
Okay. All right. I'll think about that. And I realize this is off topic, but did you read about the guy with the alligator at the drive-thru while you were researching for this episode?
No. What was this recently?
All right. So this was, again, talking about Florida kind of reminded me about this. This is back from, I think it was 2016. So there was this kid that apparently drove up to a Wendy's. He made an order. He got his drink. And then, of course, he tossed a 3-foot gator through the window of the drive-thru.
What?
Yeah. Thankfully, nobody was hurt and he didn't really have a motive. Apparently, his mom's defense to the local news was that, you know, he's just a big prankster and can't help himself.
Yeah, pranksters. What happened to him?
So he got charged with, quote, assault with a deadly weapon, which I guess is, you know, not far off. And the judge had some pretty strict terms for him. So one of the punishments, he's banned from Wendy's for life. So, I mean, you got to really think twice before you throw a gator through a drive-thru because you cannot go back for that spicy chicken sandwich. And he was told that he couldn't fraternize with any animals except his mother's dog, which of course makes sense.
So my son Henry does the worst pranks. Like, he is under the mistaken impression that just saying April Fools absolves you of anything you do. And 2 years ago, he decided to pour some water in our bed as a prank. And right before bed, he took 3 giant pint glasses of water and poured them on our mattress.
Gotcha.
And I got so mad.
I bet you did, yeah.
We had to sleep on the guest bed in the living room for 2 days before the thing cried out.
Wow. Yeah, that's quite the prank.
But I'm really hoping that he never gets access to alligators. So your fact kind of sounds like the most Florida man headline I've heard in a while. But do you want to do another fact to make up for it?
Yeah. Let me see which one I want to do next. All right. Well, this is something I think is super cool. So alligators obviously seem tough because they've got that bony armor on their skin and they can climb fences like you mentioned and do these death rolls and things like that. But even their blood is actually tougher than ours. So part of the reason you never see an alligator with colds and flus, like, have you ever seen an alligator with a cold, Mango?
You know, I haven't. It's weird.
No, you haven't. And that's
Kleenex
because...
Kleenex does not sell to them.
No, it really doesn't. It doesn't work at all because they have this incredible immune system. These scientists in Louisiana have actually discovered that the serum in alligator blood can fight off viruses and bacteria, can actually destroy most of the microbes in HIV. Hmm. It's actually part of the reason that when an alligator tail is severed in a swamp, even if the water is muddy and dirty, the animals rarely get infections. So this discovery is incredible because it has all sorts of potential applications for humans. I was looking at this article in National Geographic talking about this, and it was showing that the resulting medicines could help everyone from like diabetes patients with foot ulcers to burn victims to people suffering from various autoimmune diseases.
That's pretty remarkable. It's kind of funny that something like a bat could give us COVID, but an alligator might be the one to cure it.
Exactly.
Here's a ridiculous one I like, just because I like picturing it. Apparently, alligators have 2 types of walks. A high walk and a low walk, or a sprawl.
What does that mean?
Well, the low walk is cooler. Like, they kind of drag their belly on the ground,
yeah,
and they kind of lazily pull themselves along. But, you know, when they're on the move or late for a meeting, they hightail it, literally. They raise their bellies and half their tail up off the ground, and they kind of stand upright on all fours.
Huh.
And then they really move. And I didn't realize this, but according to our pals at How Stuff Works, alligators aren't really hunters or gatherers. They're more what they call lurkers. They kind of just lunge at food, so they're opportunistic. And they can actually go a few years without eating if they need to. But when they decide they're really hungry, they can really high walk to a meal. They can apparently reach peak speeds of 35 miles per hour on land.
Oh, wow. That's fast.
Yeah. But they also tire very, very quickly. So they're never going to beat an antelope in a marathon or a half marathon.
Oh, that's another good fact to write down. So, but speaking of facts, we've got 3 more facts to go. But let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Today, I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward. Inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a Gagillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The NYX Anniversary Sale is on now at KNIX.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of NYX's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to NYX leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable NYX wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your NYX favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at NYX.com. That's KNIX.com for the NYX Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to NYX.com. That's KNIX.com.
Welcome back to Part-Time Genius, where we're talking all about gators today. All right, what did you want to talk about next, Mango?
So something I think is super cool about alligators is that their sex isn't predetermined by genetics. It actually has all to do with the temperature you store an alligator egg at. Actually, just to take a step back, one thing that's fascinating is that in the 1950s and 60s, alligators were nearly hunted to extinction in America. But part of the reason they managed to recover is that the gators lay a lot of eggs, like 30 to 50 of them at one time. So once there were more restrictions on hunting, they made a quick comeback. But gators make a giant nest, like 3 feet high and 6 feet wide, and then they bury their eggs inside it. And the eggs that incubate at around 80 degrees will turn out female, but the ones that incubate at closer to 90 degrees will be male. And in between is just a mix of males and females, which I think is kind of remarkable. But the other thing that's interesting about alligators is that the moms also stick around to protect their hatchlings, which is super rare in modern reptiles and more common, frankly, to birds and some dinosaur species.
That is really interesting.
So we're down to two last facts, and I'm curious, what do you have as your final last fact?
For my final fact, I think the most insane thing I found this week is from this article on Smithsonian, and it's called When Kids Played with Alligators in Los Angeles. And the piece is all about a theme park. As soon as I saw this headline, I was like, this is going to be good. And it's all about this theme park. I'd never heard of it before. It was called the California Alligator Farm, which I guess operated from 1907 to 1953. So almost half a century. And for only one quarter, you could see over 1,000 alligators of all sizes. And while the gators were exercised and you could, you know, you could watch them eat live chickens, there were 20 ponds with supposedly trained alligators that you could interact with. But the photos are insane. Like, there's this picture of a baby in a pen with 30 hatchlings and no parents anywhere to be found there. Yeah, you really need to look this up. There are photos of people riding on the alligator backs. There are pictures of picnics in the water with people in bathing suits eating meals right next to these gators.
What?
The gators are actually approaching the table. No one seems to be scared by this. And I think my favorite fact is that there are photos of people watching as adult alligators all climb up a ladder and then take a water slide down into the pond for fun. Like, It is the weirdest thing. It's like a giant petting zoo for gators. It makes no sense at all.
But it sounds fun for the gators too.
Yes, like it does. Maybe they were having fun, so they decided not to attack.
So I'm definitely going to look this up. But did anyone die there? Like, that all sounds so incredibly dangerous.
Yeah, it is. I mean, in that article on How Stuff Works, the editors write how alligators are really instinctual animals because, you know, their brains are only 9 grams and they take about half a tablespoon of space, which means there's no such thing as a nice gator. I mean, these things are programmed to behave a certain way, but for whatever reason, there really aren't reports of injuries there. So I'm certain there were some that happened. And one thing I do know is there were a lot of signs posted to remind visitors, you know, not to punch the gators or throw rocks at them. So don't try that. And apparently college pranksters used to occasionally sneak in and steal a gator, but other than that, there really isn't a whole lot of reporting on, you know, the darker side of an alligator farm.
That's amazing. Well, my last fact is kind of fitting. I decided to look up the origins of see you later, alligator.
Okay. All right. What did you find out?
Not much.
Good. Well, that does it for today.
So as you might imagine, there's no clear origin story like there isn't for a lot of these things, but it's really funny. There's a site called Word Histories, and they looked up early newspaper accounts that reference the phrase. And there are all these explainer columns for adults trying to understand their kids and why they're talking this way.
Mm-hmm.
So in 1952, there was a column in the Honolulu Star Bulletin that explained teenage slang in Hawaii. And it reads, quote, "Many high school students use expressions such as toodaloo tofu or see you alligator, which invite responses like see you soon, goon, and hit the toad road," which I guess means that in a wild, crocodile wasn't immediately like the default response.
Yeah, yeah. I like these others, though. I'd never heard toodaloo tofu. Have you heard that before?
No, but it gets better. There's also an explanation from this guy, Lester Rand, in the Baltimore Sun.
Mm-hmm.
And this is from 1954. And he clarifies, "The alligator in See You Alligator is an all-encompassing term and relieves the leaving party of having to recite several names."
Such clarity there. That's great.
And in case the olds needed more explanation, it continues that popular teenage rhyming expressions rarely convey any actual meaning and are somewhat confusing. Like, "Do you know what I mean, jelly bean? Let me have steak, Jake. And have a piece of salami, Tommy."
Right. The classic. I don't think that's real.
It feels like a phrase we should bring back, right? Like,
yeah, for sure.
Whenever we say goodbye to someone, now I kind of want to say, like, "Have a piece of salami, Tommy."
Yeah, that's a weird one. And I think if I was a parent and my kid kept saying this as he walked out of the door, I'd probably be confused enough to want to read an article about what was wrong with him. But anyway, who do you think deserves the crown for today's Fact Off?
Well, I did like the fact that we talked about B flat so much.
Yeah, it was a lot of B flat.
Those photos of alligators on water slides, I think, have to be my new wallpaper. I'm going to say you win. This crazy alligator farm theme park thing is too good.
It's so good looking at those photos. So I will take it. Thank you very much. I'm honored. That is it for today's Part-Time Genius. If you like hearing the show, hit us up on Twitter or Instagram. Drop us a line in Apple Reviews. And if you have any great gator facts we missed or have a topic you want us to cover, be sure to write to us about those too.
And thank you so much for listening, especially you, Dad.
Part-Time Genius is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.